Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Pala po ba tayo ng Panginoong Diyos? Nakaranas po ba tayo ng kanyang pagpapala sa ating mga buhay? Amen. The fact that we're here, humihinga, buhay, ay ebidensya po ng pagpapala ng Panginoon sa buhay ng bawat isa sa atin. At sa araw-araw po, meron po tayong dapat ipasalamat sa Kanya. Thank you, team. Thank you, worship team, just for leading us today. I want to take this time just to maybe take a moment to celebrate the goodness of God in our lives. Alam po natin, ginawa natin yun sa pamamagitan ng pag-awitan ngayon. Pero pwede po ba sa mga ilang sandali, can we just tell the Lord, bigkasin lang po natin ng mga pasasalamat sa Kanya. Let's go back to this week, maybe yesterday, and let's just tell the Lord what we're thankful for. Sige po, sama-sama po tayo magpasalamat. Salamat, Panginoon. Salamat, O Diyos, sa iyong katapatan. Salamat, Panginoon, sa kalakasan na patuloy mong binibigay sa amin. Salamat, O Diyos, dahil sa bawat oras, Ikaw ay naging tapat. Ikaw ay naging tapat sa bawat oras sa amin. Salamat, Panginoon, sa buhay. Salamat, O Diyos, sa kalakasan. Salamat, O Diyos, sa kagalingan na nararanasan ng bawat isa sa amin, Panginoon. Lahat, O Diyos, ng nasa amin ngayon ay galing sa iyo. Lahat ng mabuting bagay ay galing sa iyo. Minsan, Panginoon, kahit yung mga pagsubok at pagpighati, Panginoon, ay nagmumula sa iyo. At minsan, Panginoon, hindi namin lubos maunawaan kung bakit kami dumadaan sa ganung mga klaseng bagay. Ngunit, pinipili naming magpuri, magpasalamat, mamuhay para sa iyo sa araw-araw. Kaya muli, O Diyos, hinihiling namin ang iyong banal na espiritong kumilos ngayon sa aming kalagitnaan, sa aming pong sandaling pagbubulay-bulay sa iyong mga salita. Ito pang aming dalangin at hiling sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. At amen. There is always a reason to celebrate and to praise God for. At ako po'y nagagalak na makita at makapiling ang bawat isa sa atin kahit na pigil ang ating pong pag-greet sa isa't isa. Ano po, ako po'y natutuwa tuwing nakikita ko po ang bawat isa sa inyo, whether physically here sa ICS o di kaya naman sa online, sa ating po mga circles, sa ating mga meetings. At maraming mga nag-celebrate ng birthday this past couple of days at nandito sila ngayon. Of course, my wife celebrated her birthday the other day, and Tito Gav as well celebrated his birthday. At Tito Temi, marami no this past week mga nag-celebrate ng mga birthday. Mukhang February is a birthday month para sa madami dito po sa ICS. Meron po ba sa inyo nag-celebrate online? Happy birthday po sa inyo. These are reasons for us to celebrate and to thank God for as well. At the same time, you know, we want to continue to lift up the needs of one another. Kaya po, ipaabot nyo sa amin kung ano po yung mga pangailangan o mga bagay na maaari po natin sama-samang idulog sa Panginoon. Araw-araw po, we spend time to pray together on our prayer stream. At hindi po tumitigil doon. Even on the weekends, our intercessors are constantly praying. Kaya kung meron po tayong mga prayer needs, don't hesitate to send it to us. At hindi lang po yun. Again, praise reports, we do want to celebrate the things that God is doing in our life as well. Kaya sama-sama po nating patuloy i-celebrate itong mga bagay na ito. We are on our, pang-ilan na po ba? Third part sa ating pong Me, You, We series. No? Me, You, We series all throughout February. Relationships built to last. Ito po ang ating nais na makita dito po sa ICS Church. Kung kayo po ay bahagi at kung hindi naman po kayo part ng ICS Church, alam ko po yun yung nais ng Panginoon makita sa bawat relationship na meron po tayo ngayon. And so we've been looking at ways on how to do that based on the teachings that Jesus has given us through His Word. At ngayon po, ang pamagat po natin ay families and homes. Families and homes. Ayan, hindi nyo na kailangan hulaan kung patungkol saan. Ito po ang ating tema sa araw na ito. But let's go straight into it. In Joshua chapter 24, meron pong sinaad doon si Joshua. si Joshua po ay nangunguna sa bansang Israel after Moses died. Kung maalala po natin, meron pong inutos ang Panginoon. Sabi niya, I'm gonna bring my nation Israel to the land of promise. It's a land flowing with milk and honey, isang masaganang lupain. Ngunit si Moses po hindi nagkaroon ng pagkakataon na makatungtong doon sa lupain na yon. Joshua was the one that carried the task to bring the nation of Israel to this place. At nung nalusog na po nila yon, they began to possess the land, acquire the land. Naranasan nga nila yung pagpapala ng Panginoon. No, lahat ng mga enemies na meron sila doon, dinefeat, hindi sa magitan ng sarili ng lakas, but through the supernatural capability that God gave the nation of Israel. And towards the end, again, they were enjoying the fruits of the land na hindi nila pinaghirapan, sabi ni Joshua. God just gave it to them. And so, napapansin ni Joshua, you know, is towards the end of his lifetime, ginather niya uli yung mga leaders ng nation of Israel, and he gave them final reminders. At yung pong makikita natin dito na binibigkas ni Joshua, that was written in Joshua chapter 24. Sabi niya dito, no, he's talking to the nation and to the leaders of Israel, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your father served in the region beyond the river, the Euphrates River, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. So dito po sa kanilang lupain ngayon, sa Canaan, meron pa rin mga tinatawag na mga Amorites. It was actually a culture and a nation that existed during that time. At sinasabi niya, magpasya kayo ngayon. Kung kaninong Diyos ba kayo maglilingkod? Sinong Diyos ang susundin ninyo? No, araw-araw po, meron tayong mga ganyang klaseng pressures na hinaharap, di po ba? No, as Christians or as followers of Jesus Christ, hindi lang po tayo individuals, but our families. Every day po, meron tayong mga pressures na hinaharap to follow a certain God. It could be, you know, forms of idolatry. You know, the gods of this world, the god of wealth, the god of pleasures, or di kaya mga false gods na nakapalibot sa atin, no? In our culture, in our society. So hindi po to bago. This has been an experience that people had at mga tahanan, mga pamilya have experienced thousands of years even before. At dito si Joshua, di rin naman sila uli. Kailangan nyo ngayon magpasya. Kailangan nyo pumili. Sino ba yung Diyos na talagang paglilingkuran ninyo? The gods that your father served, or itong God na nakapalibot sa inyo ngayon in the prevailing culture. At siya po, meron na rin siyang ginawang pagpapasya. And here's what Joshua said. Sabi niya, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Ako, gagawa akong pagpapasya. Ang decision ko, hindi namin sasambahin yung Diyosan na sinamba ng aming mga ninuno. Hindi rin namin susundin or sasambahin yung Diyos na narito ngayon sa kultura kung saan kami nananatili. Pipiliin ko sundin at sambahin ang Diyos Ama, a one true God. Joshua made that decision. At sa araw-araw po, ang bawat isa sa atin mayroong mga pagpapasyang ginagawa. Malalaman po natin, you know, if you are interested in the ancient history of Israel, makikita po natin na there were seasons kung saan, even after Joshua was no more, ay sinunod din nila si Jehovah God or the God of Israel. Pero merong pagkakataon at panahon kung saan hindi nila sinunod Jehovah God. They ended up following other gods in the prevailing culture. At meron po mga naging resulta because of this. May mga consequences na naganap dahil dun. Sabi niya, curses and blessings came because of their decision whether to follow God, to honor God, or sa hindi nila pagsunod sa Panginoon. Ngayon po, ganun din po ang dapat gagawin natin at ginagawa sa araw-araw, especially in our homes. Bakit po? Because our homes, our relationships, our families influence greatly, di ba? kung ano yung klaseng desisyon na gagawin natin sa ating pong katandaan. If you're a young person, I would remember, you know, things that were done in our homes I ended up doing. Nung kayo, ako po ay tumanda na rin. Minsan, hindi mo na kailangan isipin pa. Minsan, magugulat tayo, di ba? Meron tayong mga nagagawa, nabibigkas, nasasabi, na, oy, bakit ko nagawa yun? Bakit ko nasabi yun? Ah, kasi, nung bata ako, ganun pala yung aking naging karanasan. Ang sinasabi sa mga psychologists, mga sociologists, yung ating pong upbringing daw greatly influences what we become or how we lead our lives sa ating pong pagkatanda. Isa sa mga studies na ginagawa nila, sabi nila yung matinding pagsubok o kahirapan na pinagdaanan mo sa inyong kabataan, minsan actually nagiging favorable siya when you're older. Kasi you become a hard worker pag tumatanda ka daw. Yung iba naman daw, pag sobrang minamalupitan ng magulang at kung ano-anong klaseng words ang sinasabi, binibigkas, nakakaranas ng abuse, no? Pagkatanda daw nila, sabi ng mga psychologist, they become more insecure, anxious, unsure of themselves, at hindi nila alam yung direksyon ng kanilang patutunguhan sa kanilang mga buhay. So, it's not just in the scripture that we see this, pero sa mundo rin mismo, sila ang nagsasabi na malaking bagay ang nagagawa ng ating karanasan sa ating mga tahanan habang tayo po ay tumatanda. Our relationships at home greatly influence our life now and also later. Yun po ang ating big idea ngayon. And when we talk about our home, hindi lang po ito yung biological home. Dahil hindi naman po lahat tayo, di ba, lumaki or nagkaroon ng ganong klaseng pamilya. Sometimes it's the environment that we are growing up in. No? Ganon din. It's the adults or the culture, the community na nakapalibot sa atin. Merong malaking bagay na nagagawa sa pag-influence sa ating pong pamumuhay and later on our adult life. And so the scriptures has a lot to say about this. At bilang mga tagapagsurong ng Panginoong Jesus, He wants us to also experience the kind of life that He's designed for us today. God believes in families. Alam niyo po ba? Niniwala ang Panginoon sa pamilya. Siya po ang nagtaguyod ng pamilya. Siya ang nagtalaga ng mga pamilya. He created the first family that we find in Genesis, no? Si Adam, si Eve, and they had their own children. Pero ang lungkot lang nangyari kasi nung nagkaroon sila ng mga anak, sin was already present in the world. So doon din makikita natin, ano? Si Cain and Abel, kung paano sila nagkaroon ng mga hidwaan, alitan, and the first murder even was committed by their own children. Pero hindi lang yun ang naging mga anak nila. Despite these challenges na hinaharap po ng ating mundo, sa ngayon, you know, God still wants to see families thrive and grow. Yun pa rin ang nais niya. How do we know this? Because hundreds of years later, He also used the family to reveal the Savior to the world. Di po ba? Para ipanganak ang ating tagapagligtas ng Panginoong Jesus, ginamit niya rin ang isang pamilya. Right? Si Mary, si Joseph, at hindi niya lang sinabi na, hindi, si Mary na lang, pwede na yung single parent. Hindi, talagang kinausap niya rin. He sent a messenger to Joseph dahil yun ang klaseng environment na nais niyang ipanganak ang Panginoon Jesus. Of course, there are cultural, historical reasons kung bakit niya hinayaan at inalaw yun dahil as a single mom, back in the day, no, sa Bible times, talagang wala kang karapatan nun. It would nearly be impossible for Mary to live, let alone to take care of Jesus, kung siya po ay nanatiling single mother during that time. Hindi kagaya ngayon na kahit single parent ka, pwede kang magtrabaho, pwede kang kumita, no, during the time of Jesus, hindi pwede yun. So God the Father Himself also provided an adopted father for Jesus in the person of Joseph, na hindi kanyang biological father. So we find here God, the Father, desiring individuals to be raised up in homes In fact, hindi lang biological homes, no? Spiritual parents ang pagtawag din ng Panginoon Diyos sa bawat mananampalataya. Those of us who are adults have responsibilities as spiritual mothers and fathers. Dapat daw, kahit single ka, nanganak ka. Ano ibig sabihin nun, Pastor Chad? Spiritually, di ba? Dapat meron spiritual birthing pa rin nang iyayari. That we are raising and birthing spiritual sons and daughters. So it's not just the biological, physiological environment that God desires for us, pero kahit po yun din. So Joseph, Mary, and Jesus was probably one of the best examples that we find God desiring us to grow up in homes and in families. Ngayon po, no, sa loob ng ating mga tahanan, may mga iba't ibang mga dynamics, di ba? Not all families are created equal, ika nga. Iba't ibang hugis, iba't ibang karanasan, iba't ibang kultura sa loob ng ating mga tahanan. And that makes it more interesting, di po ba? Kaya sa mga large family gatherings, kakaiba. Di ba? Meron mga large family gatherings na pagsama-sama sila, grabe, parang piyesta, parang Pasko, parang bagong taon. No? Ganun kaingay, kahit walang Wheaties or Watusi. Parang ingay ng samahan. Meron mga pamilya na, ma'am, pag nagkita-kita sila na parang may patay. Parang may namatayan palagi. Kasi tahimik. Ganun lang. Pero kultura lang yun. Diba? Hindi naman masama. Hindi naman sinasabi natin mas maganda yung isa. No, ganun lang talaga. Kasi iba't ibang hugis, iba't ibang personalidad nasa loob po ng ating mga tahanan. But there are standards na makikita po natin sa scriptures that God expects na yes, kahit iba-iba yung mga ating mga personalities, iba-iba yung mga kultura natin, meron dapat tayo bilang mga Kristiyanong inaabot or inaambisyon abutin, ika nga, based on the standards that Jesus has placed and expressed in the scriptures. Kaya yun po ang ating titingnan ngayong umaga. And in this relationship, sa mga dynamics na to, we need to remind ourselves that every family is different. Every family is different. Minsan naiinggit tayo sa pamilya ng iba, bakit sila ganun, bakit kami hindi. Pero iba-iba nga eh. Iba-iba. But if we would follow the standards that God has set, that Jesus has set, that the early apostles wrote down para sa mga Kristiyano, then magiging common ang ating pong target. Doon tayo nagkakapareho bilang mga Kristiyano. And so Paul, siguro sa lahat ng mga manunulat sa New Testament, si Pablo po ang isa sa nagsulat. Very specifically, in-address niya yung mga relationships sa loob ng tahanan. He wrote it in Ephesians at sinulat niya rin sa letter niya to the Colossian believers. So, pag meron po tayo pagkakataon, I encourage you to read those two letters. Maiksi lang po siya. Kayang-kaya niyo basahin sa isang upuan. But we're gonna look at Ephesians today. Sa Ephesians chapter 5, sabi dito, in-address niya po yung relationship between a husband and wife. Now, if you missed last Sunday's message, yun po ang pinag-usapan natin. So we're not gonna spend a lot of time on this, pero re-revisit natin. Re-revisit po natin to. Sabi dito ni Paul, patungo sa relationship between husbands and wives, sabi niya, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So again, recall po natin, no? Sa loob po ng mga tahanan, in specifically na biological or yung tinatawag nilang nuclear home, di ba? May mother, may father. Ito mga relationship na to are vital. Vital. So, mutual love and respect between a husband and wife should reflect that between Jesus and the church. Dapat daw, sabi ni Paul, according to his letter, yung relationship bilang mag-asawa ay kagaya o katumbas ng relasyon ng Panginoong Jesus sa church, sa iglesia. Very clear, you know, as the bride of Christ, the church universal, the bride of Christ, big C, the church, we submit to the groom, the bridegroom, who is Jesus. It's a role. So nire-recognize natin yun. Merong honor na binibigay. But at the same time, in this relationship, the bridegroom, exemplified by Jesus, sabi niya doon, pours out His love, no? Pinubuhos ang kanyang pag-ibig para sa church, which is symbolic of the wife. So makikita po natin na mutual love and respect dapat po ang nakikita natin sa ating pagsasama. Excuse me. Sa ating mga mag-asawa. Ayan. Amen po ba, mag-asawa? Ayan, minsan sabihin natin, ako, ang hirap naman respetuhin kasi hindi ka respeto eh. Paano yun? Ang hirap namang mahalin yung asawa ko, pastor eh. No? Again, that's a challenge that we have. Pero yun nga po eh, maraming salamat po. Ayan po, ito pong magandang dalag. Nakikita nyo ang aking pong napakabuting asawa. Happy birthday. Happy Valentine's. Ayun. So, ito po ay napaka-importante sa ating pagsasama. Dahil habang ginagawa daw po natin ito, over time, doon natin makikita, ano, may experience kung paano minahal ng Panginoong Jesus ang church. Kaya sa mga husbands nga eh, handa po ba tayo ibigay ang ating buhay sa ating asawa? Kasi ganun ang ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus. I believe if we husbands are willing to do that at ginagawa po natin, hindi mahirap, no, bigyan ng respeto or honor, di ba? Ang mga asawang lalaki na kanilang asawang babae. The same thing, mutual nga kasi. So they feed off each other. So again, hindi na po natin tatagalin yan. We talked about that in great length last Sunday. So balikan nyo na lang po. No? The message is available on demand last week. Another element po sa ating po mga tahanan, sa ating homes, are our children. Amen. Amen po ba? Sa mga anak, right? Whether they're young or old, meron pong dynamics yan, yung ating mga anak. And here's the truth that we find in scriptures, no? The gift of children is a responsibility and responsibility of parenthood. The gift of children and the responsibility of parenthood. Napaka-importante po ito. Na meron tayong responsibilidad, but at the same time, kinikilala po natin na children are actually a gift from the Lord. The psalmist writes this. Ito po sa Psalm 127. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Niniwala po ba kayon sa mga magulang? Gift and reward. Gift and reward. Pastor John, parang di yata gift. Parang di yata reward. Alam na pag medyo nahihirapan kayo sa teenage years, di ba? Parang magdadalawang isip ka, reward ba talaga to, Lord? Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver, yun po yung dalagyan ng mga arrows, whose quiver is full of them. So pagdating na po sa mga anak, di ba? Pag mga bagong silang yan, mga baby, tuwang-tuwa tayo, di ba? Now, I still remember the time that both of my children, of course, they were born, talagang manghang-mangha ako. Manghang-mangha ako sa kanila. You know, talagang it takes your breath away na hindi mo ma-express, hindi mo ma-explain yung mararanasan mo. Obviously, father ako, di lalo na siguro sa mga nanay, di ba? Na iba yung feeling. Pero the moment, kasi detached ka, hindi mo alam, nakikita mo lang doon sa tiyan, the moment it's born and you get to hold this other human being, di ba? Parang hindi mo malabos maisip na grabe, sa akin galing din yun, di ba? Parang, you know, life came from me. Paano nangyari yun? Like, it's a miracle. You know, it's a wondrous miracle. And science, it means that science tries to explain it out. And maybe sometimes it loses its wonder. But as followers of Jesus, di ba? Yun eh. Parang grabe, life. Begets life, and we celebrate children, babies. Pero minsan, habang tumatanda sila, no, nagiging challenging minsan. Hindi naman lahat. No, I'm grateful that God has blessed us with amazing, wonderful, God-honoring children. Pero syempre, hindi naman sila perpekto. Kaya minsan, di ba, magkakaroon kayo ng mga bungguan, ng opinions, no? And sometimes you don't even have to wait until they're a teenager. Minsan kasi yung mga bata ngayon, parang ang advanced nila mag-isip. So they challenge your thoughts and your opinions. You know, I have an 8-year-old who challenges my thoughts and opinions at times. Na hindi lang basta-basta susunod eh. Kasi marunong na magtanong. So bakit? Parang hindi lang pwede yung, kasi sinabi ko. Wala nang ganun eh. Dahil may merong explanation na. But they are gifts. They are gifts. Even the most difficult children that some of us will ever have, maybe some of you have right now, believe it or not, you know, they are gifts from the Lord. And so when we receive a gift, una-una, dapat tanggapin natin, di ba? Sabi nga doon, receive gifts joyfully pag binigyan ka ng regalo. Minsan di mo pa alam kung ano yung laman ng wrapper na yon, but there's already joy. Kasi binigyan ka, naisip ka, bigyan. Receive it. At the same time, pag binigyan tayo ng regalo, di pa, dapat alagaan natin. So it's the same thing when it comes to our children. We need to receive children joyfully and we need to treat children with care. With care. Siyempre yan, over time, nagbabago. Pag sanggol yan, yung treatment mo dyan, talagang alagang-alaga yan. There are several dito, no? Sa ICS na mga new parents again. Yeah, new parents again. And the excitement is there. Some are new parents for the first time. Talagang, di ba, halos ayaw mo na matulog eh. No? Parents. You remember yung first child nyo? Na talagang kung pwede lang gising ka 24 hours kasi gusto mong bantayan, baka dapuan ng alikabok. Di ba? Kasi bantay eh. The whole time. Tapos yun, exposed. Nako, baka magkasakit, baka ano. So bantay, bantay. Pinagmamasdan mo lang. As later on, sila na mismo, ikaw na lang mag-give up kasi bakit ayaw pa matulog nito? Ikaw na yung nag-give up. Itulog na lang. Pagdating ng second child, okay na yan. Okay lang yan. Parang pinapaubayan na. Kaya yung mga first child, yung mga panganay, yan. Yan yung mga guinea pigs, di ba? Yan yung mga nakaranas ng matinding pag-aalaga pero matitinding ng mga pagpagalit din. Di ba nandyan? Yung mga susunod, medyo nababawasan na ng konti. Because we find out, children are actually resilient. Matatag pala yung mga bata. No? Pero pag first child mo, talagang bantay. Alagang-alaga. Let's receive them with joy. Let's treat them with care. And again, this changes over time. Pero hindi po nawawala yan na gifts ang mga anak. Even as they grow older, no? Hindi nawawala siguro yan sa isip ng mga magulang that these are gifts that come from the Lord. We need to be careful about this, however. Di ba? Kasi sa scriptures, madami tayong story makikita dyan eh. And I want to tell you about the twins. At alam nyo itong story na to, the twins. Si Esau and Jacob. Alam nyo po ba, kambal yan. Kambal sila! Pero dun pa lang, nasa tiyan pa lang ng ina nila, si ni Rebecca, medyo nagrarambulan na. So parang, nako, medyo matindi yata to. At nung lalabas na si Jacob, anong ginawa ni Esau? Hinila daw yung paa. Ako muna! Antindi, no? Nandun yun na sa Bible yan. Hindi ko po ito gawa-gawa. Hinila yung paa. So si Esau ang lumabas. At dahil doon, sa kultura nila, meron kang birthright. Kahit kambal kayo, may kinukonsider na panganay pa rin. Ang weird, ano? Paano yun? Pero in their culture, ganun. So si Esau ang kinonsider na panganay pa rin kasi siya yung unang lumabas. At hindi po nagtapos doon. No? Ito mga magulang. Yeah, delikado talaga eh. Pag nagkakaroon ng mga favorites, kung meron kayong favorites, huwag yun ang pa-obvious. Kasi nakakasira ng relationship yan eh. Sa ating mga tahanan, sa mga magkakapatid, nagkakaroon ng inggitan. Ito si Rebecca at saka si Isaac na magulang ni Esau and Jacob, eh hindi man lang sinimplehan eh. Talagang obvious. Obvious na meron silang kanya-kanyang favorites. Eh, siyempre, pag ganun, eh di sumisip-sip yung mga anak. Diba? Yung sa mararanasan nila yun, diba? Pag merong ire-request yung bata, Dad, pwede ba? Hindi. Kanino lalapit? Ay, dito ako. Ma, pwede ba? Oo, sige. So, doon pa lang, ano na. So, magulang, tayo dapat yung magkakampi, di ba? Parents. Tayo yung teammates. Tayo yung teammates. We need to be on common ground. We shouldn't be playing favorites. Kasi ano mangyayari? Ang mangyayari yan, kaya ni Iso tsaka ni Jacob, magkakasiraan. Because both parents played favorites, and sila mismo yung magkapatid, nagkaroon na ng conflict because of that. Yung time kung saan si Isaac, matanda na, hindi na maayos nakakakita, sabi niya, yung panahon na, mamamatay na ako, bibigay ko na yung blessing ko sa'yo, para kay Iso. Darinig to ni Rebecca, sabi niya, oy, kunyari, ikaw yung kapatid mo. Kambal nga sila, di ba? Kunyari ka yung kapatid mo, eh, mabalahibo si Iso, si Jacob, hindi. Baby skin daw, si Jacob. So, paano yun? Eh, si Isaac, hinahawakan eh, yung anak niya pag nandyan. Hindi, sabi, may paborito siyang soup. Alam ko, gawin yun, sabi ni Rebecca, ni nanay. Kaya, recipe yun, at tinuro ko si Iso gumagawa nun. Gagawin ko yun, dalin mo, tapos, babaluto kita ng balat ng hayop. Grabe, no? Antindi yung balahibo talaga siguro ni Iso. Kasi balat ng hayop yung nilagay. So, nung lumapit, sabi, oy, yan na nga. Kala niya si Iso, binless. Tapos, from that point on, grabe, yun na. Tumindi na yung hidwaan, may tangkangang patayin si Jacob. At because of this, Jacob had to flee the home dahil tinethreaten siya ng twin brother niya na si Iso. Who he himself, actually, binenta niya naman yung birthright niya. Siya rin, walang nais doon sa meron. So sometimes, yung relationship natin no, sa ating mga anak, kesa makatulong siya, nakakasama pa. So we need to be careful. Part of that is learning how to sincerely love, care, guide our children. Na hindi tayo nagiging impartial, nagkakaroon ng mga favorites, anong meron man, huwag na natin din sabihin yun, di ba? Sa'yo na lang yun, sa'yo na lang yun. Because it has an effect dun sa relationship ng magkapatid, magkakaroon ng effect sa relationship even between the parents, just like what we find in this story. Our relationships at home greatly influence our life now and for later. Yun ang nangyari sa kanila. Thank God, sa relationship ni Esau at ni Jacob, nag-reunite din sila. Pero it wasn't after many, many years. The whole time si Jacob talagang living under threat. Hindi niya alam na pinatawad na pala siya ni Esau. So we carry that. You know, yung karanasan natin sa ating kabataan, minsan dala natin yan, even as we get older. What about children towards their parents? Ano ba yung relationship? So, sa mga bata pong nanonood, ayan, kung may mga anak kayo, sabihin nyo, makinig kayo dito, mga anak. No? Mga teens kayo. Here's what Paul says. Sabi niya dito, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Alam mo, may mga bagay that we find in the scriptures na yun lang yung tamang dapat gawin. So when it comes to honoring parents, it's just the right thing to do. It's just right. In Asia or here in the Philippines, alam mo, hindi yan lihis sa atin dahil part na yan ang kultura natin, di ba? We honor the elderly. Pero ang kalungkutan, because of external cultures, at yung global culture nga na form na ngayon, minsan yun nawawala na. Especially in urban centers or in cities, yung pag-honor sa elders, sa nakakatanda, especially to our own parents, minsan nawawala na din siya. But this is just a right thing to do. To honor those who are older than us, to honor especially our parents. Bakit? Because they are a reflection of God to us. Yung position ng Diyos as the giver of life, as the authority over us, yung mga magulang po ang binigay ng Diyos para sa mga anak to serve as the authority, the overseer, the provider, the leader, the guide over them, just as God is to us today. Siguro pag sa, again, sa kabataan, when they're young, pwede yun, mas madaling i-impose. But when they're getting older, mas nagiging challenging. Siyempre, because of the stage of life. And as children as well, importante din, nahuhubog na yung kanilang identity in becoming who they are. Alam niyo po ba, this is a challenge that Joseph and Mary also experienced, di ba? Nagkaroon silang ganito klaseng challenge. Bakit? Because when Jesus was 12, di ba, teen years na yun, he was starting to identify, there are some things that I'm supposed to be doing. Because he's also God. And so, yung festival na naganap, they went to Jerusalem as tradition, nung pauwi na sila, dahil magkakasama sila, no, isang barangay magkakasama, mga kamag-anak, inisip na nakasama lang yan siguro dun sa mga iba. So they started journeying home. Before they realized, they started looking for Jesus, oy, wala. Wala si Jesus. They started to panic. Sandali, ito yung inataasan sa ating assignment natin to. Diba? The virgin birth, yung supernatural birth in Jesus. This was supposed to be our assignment. Joseph, kasama mo ba? Hindi. Mary, kala ko kasama mo. Hindi. Nasaan na si Jesus? Wala. The Son of God that we're supposed to be taking care of disappeared. So nagpanic sila, hinanap. It took them 3 days and they ended up going back to Jerusalem and they find Jesus at the temple, of course, di ba? Where else? Conversing with the experts of the law. At nung kinausap siya, Jesus, grabe, ano nangyari? Here's the encounter with teenage Jesus and his parents. In Luke 2, verse 48, sabi doon, when they saw him, when they saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed. And his mother said to him, son, si Mary, talking to Jesus, why have you treated us like this? Listen, your father and I have been greatly distressed. I would, wouldn't you? The Son of God just disappeared, who's under your care. Inaubaya lang sa'yo to. We've been greatly distressed, anxiously looking for you. Sabi nga, mga 3 days nga daw. And here is Jesus' answer. He answered, why did you have to look for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house? Does that sound like a teenager? Diba? Minsan, kanina pa kinahanap, bakit di ka man tumatawag, di ka man nagte-text, di ka man nag-ano. Hindi ba sinabi ko na sa'yo, makakasama ako nila, ano? Teenage Jesus. But they did not understand what he had said to them. Kasi my father's house, nasa temple eh. See, they've been so used to Jesus in the home, feeding Jesus, changing Jesus' diapers, and now Jesus growing up. Baka nadapa pa nga si Jesus, tinulungan siya, binihisan siya, and now he's coming into his own, his identity. So nagkaroon ng konting, oy, parang teenage angst yata yun ah. Teenage Jesus. They didn't understand. Kasi siguro nakalimutan nila sandali. Pero anong ginawa ni Jesus? Sinabi niya bang, pabayaan yun nilang ako. Minsan ganun eh. Ang kagandahan po dito, this teenager recognized yung authority over him. And if you're a teenager today, and you have godly, loving parents, kailangan natin kilalanin na yan yung authority na binigay ng Panginoon para sa'yo. To guide you, to lead you, to provide. And we need to honor that authority. So, the example of Jesus follows. He went down to Nazareth, Jesus, with them, Mary and Joseph, and was continually submissive and obedient to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So makita po natin na, yes, oh, pag tumatanda ka na, meron ka ng mga karapatan, meron ka ng mga freedoms, meron ka ng, you know, pinapayagan ka na. Karoon ng barkada. Pero huwag mong kalimutan na yung authority over you is still your mother and your father. Yan ang godly, divine appointed authority over you. If Jesus, who is the Son of God, showed submission and obedience to that earthly authority, edi dapat ganun din po tayo. Especially if you're a teenage Christian. If you're a young person who's a Christian, dapat makita natin yun. We follow Jesus, that's what Jesus did as a teenager. And finally, relationship naman. Parents to their kids as well. Sabi niya dito, fathers, and we should probably include mothers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. Yan. Dito po tayo ngayon, bilang mga magulang, this is what we need to be careful about. We need to be careful, take care of the words that we use and the way that we treat our children. Sabi nga dun, build up, don't tear down. Build up, don't tear down. The things that we say, the things that we do, meron lang pong ilang taon na meron tayong pagkakataon na makasama ang ating mga anak and then they're on their own. And experts tell us, mga psychologists, sabi nila, yung values daw na na-form sa buhay ng isang tao is formed between the ages of 8 and 10. Kung ano yung nakita niya, na-experience niya, natutunan niya, pretty much yun yung magiging basehan niya sa pagdidesisyon niya in his teenage life all the way when he's an adult. Siyempre, meron mga pwede pa rin gawin ng Panginoon, mga experiences between then. Pero for many people, ganun ang kanilang karanasan. So instead of provoking, or some translation says exasperating, yung inaasar, binubully, di ba? Meron tayong yung katsawan, yung biruan, okay lang yun eh. Pero merong hangganan. Minsan na nasasaktan na yung tao, talagang tinutuloy pa rin hanggang umiyak. Hindi na daw tama yun, yung mga ginagawa. So as parents, we need to be responsible. Instead, we need to bring them up in the instruction of the Lord. Train up a child in the way that he should go when he is old. He will not depart from it. That is true for two things. You can train them up in the wrong ways, or you can train them up in God's ways. When they're old, that is what they will take with them. Ang kagandahan po nito, lahat tayo ay anak ng Diyos. You may be saying today, eh, paano ako? I don't have a complete family. Hindi kompleto yung pamilya ko. I'm a single parent. Or ako, wala na nga yung mga magulang ko, di ba? Ulila na ako. You know, in the scriptures, we find all these things. Jesus himself had an adoptive or stepfather. And we see how well it turned out. Pero minsan, may mga ganun din. Minsan talagang, hindi mo ka mag-anak, kukup-kupin ka. It's still possible. Remember Samuel and Eli? Hannah asked God to bless her. So finally, God gave her a child. Anong ginawa ni Hannah? Inoffer niya si Samuel to become a full-time worker in the temple of the Lord. So naging kasama niya si Eli. Si Eli. And through this, makikita natin that yes, it is still possible. Just because kompleto yung pamilya mo, hindi ibig sabihin nun na magiging maayos ang lahat. Rebecca, Isaac, Esau, and Jacob, they were complete. Adam, Eve, same thing. Cain, Abel, complete. Pero, anting din nangyari. Here is a prime example. Si Joseph, si Mary, again, adopted father. Pero ang ganda. Ganda pa rin ang nangyari. Not just for Jesus, nagkaroon pa siya ng mga ibang mga kapatid. They were raised up fine and well. And here, si Samuel, ganun din. He's not a blood relative to Eli, pero mas naging matinu pa siya kumpara doon sa biological children ni Eli. Na dapat, sila yung, di ba, priests, sons of the priests, na maayos, matino, naging abusive, hindi tama, yung patakaran, hindi sumusunod, sa utos ng Panginoon, and yet here's Samuel na inalagaan na naging mas matino pa. In fact, here's what it says patungkol kay Samuel. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established as a prophet of God. So hindi ibig sabihin yan na just because, you know, I didn't grow up in a good family or hindi ko kasama yung biological parents ko, paano naman ako? Hindi po ibig sabihin nun na hindi matutupad ang purpose ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. God can and will use us to fulfill His purpose, to live out the destiny He's called us to live. Kung una-una sa lahat, susunod tayo sa Kanya, at papalipuran natin ang ating sarili ng mga mananampalataya din. People who love God, who fear God, at tayo mismo will pour ourselves out for the generation that's upcoming to do the same, to reflect who God is. When we do this in our relationships, in our biological homes, in our spiritual relationships as family, makikita natin ang paghubog at pangunguna ng Panginoon in the lives of those around us. As a young man in the church, there's a song na narinig ko madalas kinakanta sa children's church pa nun, kung tawagin. With Jesus in the family, happy, happy home. Narinig niyo na po ba yun? It's an old, old song. Hindi ko na po kakantahin. Those of you who know it, yun lang yung lyrics dyan, paulit-ulit, kasi mga bata eh. Pero that truth has never left me. It's not money. Yes, money can bring joy, pero temporary lang siya. With money in the family, happy, happy home, pero sandali lang. Diba? Health, yes, okay din siya. With health in the family, happy, happy. Pero again, hindi lahat tayo at all times are healthy. Diba? Pero with Jesus, who is constant, consistent, ever-present, ever-reliable, is at the center sa ating mga relationship as husband and wife, parents and children, brother and sister, siblings, then we can be sure na kahit anong pong pagdaanan natin, kahit matinding pagsubok pa yan, in the different seasons of life, mararanasan pa rin natin ang fulfillment, ang joy na hindi nadadala ng kahit anong bagay. Bakit? Kasi si Jesus ang magsosustain sa ating relationships. Si Jesus ang magpapatupad ng kanyang layunin sa ating mga relationships. And in doing so, as we seek to honor Him in our homes, we will experience that all throughout. Here's a quote that I heard from another pastor. Sabi niya, sometimes the best thing we can do for God's kingdom is who we raise. Is not to be famous or popular, not, oh, matindi ka, lupit mo, but it's another person that we raise. And really, that's what we're about at ICS Church, diba? We exist to disciple others. We are a spiritual family. That's who we are. And that needs to always be in front of us in all that we do. Why? Because our relationships at home greatly influence our life. Now and later. At kung sisikapin po natin na panatilihin manguna ang Panginoong Jesus, ang Banal na Espiritu sa ating mga relationships, in our homes, in the workplace, in the church, in our spiritual relationships, patuloy po natin mararanasan ang fulfillment ng Panginoon sa ating mga buhay sa araw-araw.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.